Blog Talk Radio.
I swear.
how I started. Drinking, each and every night.
Good time, we found love. all we gotta say? Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watch out for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't they open any letters, hit this with the COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart.
God is my friend, and don't you do it, deny him. At this hour, we want to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I am your host tonight, Sheikh El Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're in the potentially fair city of Washington, D.C., yet a beautiful city and a city in need of justice at this hour, as all of these cities are in a strain. When it comes to justice, they're in dire straits attempting to deliver injustice. In the midst of that iniquity, justice rises up to check them in the midst of a peculiar form of iniquity that we find us at the butt end or at the donkey's end of the joke at this hour. And the tricks that have been played on the humanity. Oh, it's a low-down, dirty thing been done to us. But being disturbed as much as we are, justice must prevail. Justice must do due diligence, and justice, again, must prevail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, has said to us, do not swerve from the truth. for it may cause you, now see, in a manner that it will cause you to do an injustice. Don't swerve from the truth in a manner that may cause you to do an injustice to the humanities. So ask the Almighty Allah who originated the heavens and the earth, ask perhaps the God of your understanding, overstanding, even in your comprehension. But find out, get in touch with some real source power, some real original government, and let that dictate your actions. And we'll land, likely we'll land on the same page. We'll be teamed up with the righteous at that hour and at this hour. Huh? Against the wicked, against the polytheists and those who may be adverse to justice. But again, is the story of Lewis and Emmett Till the underlying subtitle for the American skin? And when you find these peculiar scenarios, and can we bring an end to the scenario that brings us to death because skin that we're in? Can we bring a stop? Can we bring an abrupt end to this form of tyranny? And how do you see it? Or have you planned an end to this form of exploitation? Excessive use of unnecessary deadly force, this weird form of oppression and tyranny. How do you see it at this hour? Have you planned an end to tyranny and oppression in the form of righteousness, in the form of truth, justice, and the right way of doing things? You have your own family value systems, or do you pattern yourself behind a Mediterranean system or a Soviet socialist system, a Marxist-Leninist system, a higher Hitler system, an Idi Amin system of socialism, a Fidel Khrushchev, or Fidel Castro, excuse me, a Fidel Castro system, huh? Nikita Khrushchev, socialism, Marxism, all these things are known to us better than we know our own family value systems. We are more familiar with the opposition than we are familiar with our own family value systems. We don't study inclusively to see all the scripture that has been respected is the revelation from the originator of the heavens and the earth, directly to your ancestor, directly to my ancestor, and we look for others, their idealism, and we use their interpretation instead of using the interpretation that was delivered to our ancestors by the creator of the universe, the creator of the heavens and the earth. What we say, Kalaka Wafisimi Wati Wafil Art, the one who has created the heavens and the earth. Again, the one who has created the souls of man in man. Come on. They said the ballot or the bullet for the bullet. Huh? Well, man for man. Look at the master's plan that he put in man for man. And then we'll see the master of the universe, the plan of the Almighty God who originated the heavens and the earth, who created Kalakal in sand, created the man. He has created the souls of men and given it due proportion in the earth. And before this creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has created for you your sustenance before you came into an existence. Before you were thought of as a creation, Allah has created air, water, and other ways of sustaining the human condition, the human being, the human anatomy can be sustained, but only because the creator manifested that's what will sustain you and wrote you a prescription in many laws, including the Levitical laws, on how to eat, what to eat, when to eat. You walked away. The animals are in their government. You walked away from the government, from the governor who created the heavens and the earth. You walked away from his rules and regulations. For it is Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, the Messiah, who has said to us, oh, I come not to change, but yet I have come to fulfill. Oh, great Messiah, what is it that you have come to fulfill? He said it is the laws, and it is the commandments that were given to Moses and Abraham on how to conduct affairs, how to eat to live, how to be best to your wives, your children, to your husband, to your wife, how to best divide up your inheritance, and how to best manage your human affairs. You disobey the law. All of the other creation is bowing down and obeying the law and the government in which it was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Isle of the Most High. But you decide to go counterclockwise. You're the only renegade in the game at this hour. You're the only one caught up in the midst of your own iniquity at this time. So with that said, we're going to salute, and salute you and say, is the story of Lewis and Emmett Till. Lewis Till was the father of Emmett Till. Lewis Till was brutally executed and hung, right? He was tortured and then hung. Emmett Till was tortured, decapitated, and just dehumanized and beaten out of recognition and was just left to lay. Oh, it was a horrible thing done to him and a horrible thing done to his father. We know a lot about Emmett Till, but we almost know nothing of Lewis Till, for this history has been suppressed by the U.S. government and others for 77 years. How does Mamie Till tell the story for 50 years and neglect to mention Lewis Till? How does our beloved sister, old Whoopi Goldberg, some call her Wooden Tooth, Whoopi Goldberg wrote a documentary, wrote a movie, wrote some things about this, researched some things about this, but yet no mention of Lewis Till, the father of Emmett Till. And then others, doing the research, doing all of this work, but leave out Lewis Till. The key to the whole equation is Lewis Till, who was tortured and beaten. But before that, he was seduced into the army. He didn't volunteer for the army. They say you either go in the army or you go to jail, Lewis. Lewis Till was the Muhammad Ali of his time. He was a boxer, athlete, and I think even a performing arts kind of guy, a stand-up guy. And they vilified him and sent him to the army once he got in the U.S. Army, United Snakes of American Army. And they sent him abroad to Italy. He goes to Italy. They set him up and say he's a rapist, which he know there was no need for him to rape anybody. Oh, my. And then they come back to execute him, but they tortured him. Then they hung him in a lynching in Italy. And the Italian government and the U.S. government suppressed these facts for 77 years. And now that it's surfaced, oh, my, right here on Black Power Radio. We are Black Power Radio. We have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. We have the most informative radio talk show on your smartphone. We have the most informative radio talk show on your dumb phone. We have the most informative radio talk show on your Android phone, your paranoid phone. And if you drop all those phones and tune in through your laptop, we got the most informative radio talk show on your laptop. And if your laptop malfunctions and misfunctions and non-process your information, get on your desktop, and we have the most informative radio talk show on your desktop. And if you fumble all of that and stumble through all of that, and you can come in like my main man right here, he got him a Camaro with a drop top, and we got him listening to some Black Power Radio through his drop top. By whatever top, whatever stop, by whatever means that you decided to tune into Black Power Radio, you could have been over to the tennis tournament. You and Venus and Serena Williams or somebody could be tapping and slamming you some tennis balls, cross-court and slam dunking and backhanding and forehanding and knocking a tennis ball home, huh? You could have went on with Tiger Woods, had your golf tournament, got you a green jacket tonight, huh, for the superstars in golf. But you decided to tune into Black Power Radio, whereas you could have went on to your nephew's bar mitzvah, huh, tonight. But you decided to come to Black Power Radio. And some of you, many of you, could have went to soccer mom's practice tonight. But you decided to come on and hear the Black Power Radio. We're so damn glad that you did. We give you more of what you listen to your radio for. And we're going to rock them, sock them, and drop them. And drop it like it's hot. Don't you know, don't you know. We're right here at Black Power Radio giving you more of what you're listening to Black Power Radio for. And we're going to tighten up, tune in, and join our brother Chairman Ty. He's right out there on the front line in Spartanburg, South, with some good updates. We got a good update on the Lavelle Lane case today. Was live in South Carolina. And we're going to listen to our beloved brother, Ty Nene, is right there on the front line, driving it like it's hot, driving it like it's hot, driving it like it's hot. Welcome to the airways,
hey.
Brother Chairman Ty, State Chairman out of South Carolina. Welcome to Black Power Radio. And plus, you're live on Black Power Radio. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Hey, how you doing today, sir? What was the update that you received today?
We got a reception that the attorney Christopher Pratt teamed up with Queen Mother and some of the Black Panther staff and with all of those usuals, Mrs. Candace Brewer and her crew, all of those out of the revolutionary activists in South Carolina met today at, I believe, the courthouse, if I'm not mistaken, and they put in something to challenge the decision to close the case. So we were live in Spartanburg today, rolling, and they had a very good report, a good outcome, and a positive press conference to challenge old Wooden Tooth Chuck Wrongright right there in the city of Spartanburg, state of South Carolina. Wrongright because, and that's the double play on because, and I'm talking to you, Ty Nitty, because we know he ain't never been right. So you can talk black to us of any issue in Spartanburg, Newburgh, Fredericksburg. You could even go out to Austinburg and talk back to us tonight right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Hey, whether you want a Camaro with a drop top, a Beamer with a hard top, keep your Glock cop for a cop that's trying to knock your top off. They pull me over, they better be ready to give me some top. You heard me? But,
Black Power.
Out here, man, it's just the same old story. You know, I get tired of the same old story, man. They trying to knock us off one by one. And they're having to hit it at different angles, though. Every person that they attack them in a different way, man. They just make it like it was smooth sailing, man. They gonna make it like this man pulled a gun. They gonna act like this man has some dope. They gonna fire this man off a job and smile in his face. That way he can't raise his family. They gonna deny the next man a loan when he walk into the bank. They gonna say, nah, you're not qualified. And then they gonna get a white person that's less qualified than you are. They gonna give them that loan. You know, it's racism in different ways, but. You know, at the end of the day, we can only control the things that we do. So this is what I look at. What am I doing today to make everything better for all of us? And then I do the same thing the next day. I do that every single day. I try to improve myself, improve the community. And, you know, I talk to my brothers. And while this was going on at the courthouse, I didn't know what was going on. You know what I'm saying? But I had my own things going on with my young brothers or whatever, telling them how to react when you're in a situation with law or authorities or people in power at work. Any kind of person that got a power position, they abusing it, or anybody that's just interacting with you, how do you interact with them back in a way that is not, you know, intimidating or offensive? Because you got to realize a lot of us, we ain't have a father in our home, you know, and when you interact with a male, that shows. And that's what a lot of officers got to understand, man, as far as sensitivity around this area right here. A lot of people ain't used to even taking orders from a man, because at school, most of the school teachers are women, and most of them are white women. And then at home, we got our mother or our grandmother. So, you know, just the whole learning how to interact with people in public and how to carry yourself in public, that's the things I've been working on with my young men, you know, keeping your pants up around your waist, you know what I'm saying? Hey, now look, you can have dreads and be professional. If you want to be a lawyer and have dreadlocks, hey, go for it. If you want to work in a library and have a big beard, go for it. We ain't going to let them tell us how to look and tell us what's professional. You ain't got to have a low cut or waves in your hair. You can dress how you want to, but just do it in a fashion to where you're clean and neat with it. You know what I'm saying? So that's all, you know, I push on things like that right there and talk to young fellas around my way.
That's all good,
again,
black man.
You know, it's the same old song, man. A lot going on, man. They trying to charge people with shit that they ain't do. They trying to modify charges, man. If a motherfucker throw a cigarette on the ground, they going to say you littered a whole truckload full of, you know, poisonous materials, you know, so you just got to watch your ass, you know.
Absolutely.
Be careful out there, day
Absolutely.
By day.
That's right, beloved, that's right. Well, man, we thank you for that input, Brother Ty Nitty, right there in Spartanburg, and know that there's a lot going on in Spartanburg today. And we're going to light it up, and drive it like it's hot. I'm going to go out to Brother Shangori is out there in L.A. He's going to hit the east side, I'm going to the west side, and talk to Shangori's out there, lighting it up every day.
Yes, sir.
Here on Black Power Radio, on his own goddamn radio. We're talking black tonight.
Yeah,
black
yes,
power.
Sir.
Black power.
Hey,
what's
Black
up,
Power to you, my brothers. And how you doing, Brother
power.
Imam, also, too? Please check out Shabaka's Shangori tomorrow night. Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, okay? Because what we're doing is that we're doing, you know, what are we, what's our plan for 2023 or something like that. But you can check my wall, Brother Imam, yeah, because I did post it up there to you, you know, with our current state of affairs. And what it is, man, as we all know, what happened in Cleveland where those race soldiers got off of killing that young man, you know, Brother Jalen, had a brother there, you know, announced that there up on his wall today. Also, too, you know, we got to acquire some land. And then I came across some information where that stinking-ass Bill Gates is fucking with the seeding when it comes to agriculture, man, you know, to genetically modify our systems again. They're coming along with these vaccines, man, you know what I'm saying, put this shit in us. And then there's a sister by the name of Dr. Christina Park. She's on Twitter, and she's doing a lot of research on it. And what it is, brother, is that they're exterminating us, and then they're also trying to put this Moderna shit, from what I understand, inside livestock, you know what I mean? You know, so people can, you know, consume meat and stuff like that, you know, so they can get fucked around with it as well, too. And then on the reparations, you know, as General Truth Bay, you know, is definitely Dr. Bay is keeping, you know, the heads up on us on, is that I'm going to say it tomorrow, is that jack up Silicon Game Valley, man, for the money, man, because, you know, we had OTBs. And when I say OTBs, I mean other than black, come up there and tell us, oh, well, you know, that happened so long ago and all that bullshit. But the fact of the matter is what happened so long ago is still affecting us to us to this day. You know, as Brother Double R was saying right there, you know, when you get jacked up by the police, they're race soldiers. And then, of course, we appreciate, you know, the sister's owning Sarge when he calls in on our podcast. You know what I'm saying? And keep up the great work. Now, the thing that I find so very, very interesting is that when President Obama got elected, you know, the 45th president, hey, great, beautiful, you know, was good for symbolicism and what have you. But just what in the hell did he do for us? Now, what I mean by this, this dude did not sign no executive orders, you know what I'm saying, you know, to get the man up off of us. He signed no executive orders, you know, to get some more after-school programs going on for our youth, you know, to get the negative elements up out of the community. You know, he sits up here, man, you know, with this rainbow shit, you know what I'm saying? And that's what's fucking me up right there, you know? And the same thing with DePantis down there in Florida. I don't call him DeSantis. I call him the DePantis, you know what I mean? And talking about, well, you know, this critical race theory, you know, makes white folks feel uncomfortable. Motherfucker, imagine how uncomfortable we was, man, getting beat with them whips and getting put a place off there in chains. You see what I mean? And how do you forgive something, you know, that brutal? How do you find it in yourself to say, well, I'm going to sit up here and I'm going to love this individual who deliberately ignores, you know, the cost for the reparations, that deliberately ignores, like in publications, books, media, social media, stuff like that, oh, no, your people just need to get over it. How do you get over some shit like that, man? I mean, really, I'm talking about us on a collective basis with that because, you know, it's still in our collective memory. Then you have those who talk about these Greek boys or fuck boys, as I call them, who go down there, you know, to Kemet, renaming everything, claiming a knowledge as their own. And these fools like Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, as Professor George G.M. James said in his Stolen Legacy, you don't hear nothing about these fools until they're down in Kemet. And also, what's up with that? And then on top of it, the race soldiers are still going out here killing us. They don't want us to arm ourselves. But as I stated before, we need to develop us a military industrial complex. You see, as they say, we got to make this shit stop, black family. We got to make it stop, you know. Now, I'm not saying going out here to pull with Mark Essex dig, and you know, brother and man, who Mark Essex was back in 1972. You know what I mean? Then they shadow banned us, you know, and that's why I'm asking everybody to spread the word, because we want that board filled up tomorrow night. And then you can go to the like page about Black Experience Enhanced. You know, feel free to drop knowledge up on that page. You know what I mean? And you know, my mind is just twisted, and I yield. Hello?
Yes, Black Power, Black Power. So this is how that goes, brother man. With all of those things
yeah.
that have been done to us, we still
yeah.
have a peculiar brand of stigma. There's a certain stigma on us from the leftover Kool-Aid from all the recent guys like Joe Biden and Donald Trump
yeah.
to 45, 46. You might as well put a wooden tooth Obama and them up in there because he left us all of these trisexual, bisexuals, got animal, dog, women, children. It's a whole
yeah.
juicy-ass pedophile, you understand, with different strokes for all
yeah.
the folks. But we the righteous. We've been seeing through the scheme the whole time. We never got delivered into the iniquity. We were always the righteous checking the wicked. You see what I'm saying? From the cradle
yeah.
to the grave. And we ain't never been no slave. But we've been mentally alert and sharp, ever watchful, especially
mm-hmm.
in the dark shadows of the night. Because that's when he's most dead.
Yes,
he strikes
sir.
His victim. He spots the victim at dusk dark, and he strikes him before midnight. Oh, Dracula.
Exactly.
He's always been in there, him. Oh, Count Drakenstein and Frankenstein and, oh, the glob.
Mm-hmm.
Invisible man, the invisible hand. And they always had a gimmick
yep.
for us to buy into, from Dracula to
yeah.
Dracula, from the Scarecrow to Nojo. Every time
mm-hmm.
there was some old villain for us to chase down, some old vomit, some old Ayatollah, and it was the goddamn Charbaran. If it wasn't him,
mm-hmm.
it was Osama Bin Laden. Some kind of boogeyman, Count Dracula.
Yes.
Old Dr. Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein. Oh, they had something to keep the attention off the real villain was a goddamn white man. Who was always orchestrating
yeah.
these little stories. When you read the science fiction
yeah.
story, always Rubenstein, Goldstein, Weinstein,
mm-hmm.
always one of them writing the goddamn story for us.
Yep.
We follow along. It was the Wizard of Oz. If there ever was the Wizard of Oz that was, he was a wonderful Wizard of Oz. And we wrote down behind him and followed the line, King of the Jungle. But he didn't have no goddamn courage. We went to him.
Exactly.
Iron Man, the great thinking man, didn't have no goddamn brain. So all of these things.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. A consistent distraction for us and never getting on our case. But I'm going to go out here and drop it. I'm going to go on that west side and pull me up some double R, know the ins and outs of this shit. And Double R is right on the
Yes, sir.
In the Bay in L.A. I want to bring me some Double R to the fight and drop it like it's hot. Drop it like,
oh,
it,
yeah.
Drop it like it's hot. Black power. Black power to the Double R.
Black
power. State of California. Black power.
Yes.
That's how
always.
We do it on the west side, on the west side. Look here. Hey, first of all, much respect to this program. I got to understand. This the way we get, we look forward. Wisdom from our old folk, from our middle folk, and our young folk. Hey, so spread the word about this program. Y'all can listen up.
No,
this
absolutely.
The only way we're going to learn. This the only way we're going to learn. Black power.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Look. So look.
And,
right, look.
And, yes, sir.
No, you need to say something, bro?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just going to say, man, because all we got is each other, man. It's up to us, man, to take care of ourselves. And like I was saying, you know, on my platform and on Brother Imam's platform on Black Power Radio, man, we got to acquire, you know, and control our own factors of production, you know, which is the land, the labor, the risk management, the risk management.
Look, you pass the torch to me, bro. Look, I'm only gonna be a second, and then you can follow. But look, what they say today the topic today is about Emmett Till. Emmett Till is what went on when we went us today with LaVell Lane.
Oh man,
King Mama Beverly. You
oh,
know what I'm saying?
Man.
It's the same old shit. You know what I'm saying? Different dope.
Mm-hmm.
How many years later? Same shit. You know what I'm saying? So y'all gotta
yes,
say police ain't gonna be the same since 1619. They was born to police us in 1619. You feel me? So look.
Yep.
So what we got, and much props to General. General better be known today. I love his interview. Salute, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Panther showed up straight, and he gave a good announcement. If you ain't see it, watch the tape. But look, the 1619
yes,
Party is the one that we're trying to get everybody together. I don't care where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we all
right.
form. I don't care. All these small little black isms. You know what I'm saying? Groups, even the NAACP, we accept your donations. But look, we need to grab a hold to each other so we can finance and do all of you, like the CRT you was talking about with the youth. You know what I'm saying? We already know that's
yeah.
a crucial thing that for our youth because that's a genociding spot. A genocide, not
yeah.
the youth. That's what they did to us. We product of this.
Yes,
guy.
Sir.
You feel me? So now, what's the solution?
Yeah.
The solution now is to get our property, get our land. Like I said, I told you earlier that, in one of these sessions, look, Johnny Cochran is when we go up here and he's crack his face. The DOJ there, the senator there, the mayor there, the president, they listening with a punk, what's the VP name? Would you call her Cochran? But that shit called. So
yo,
look at here. They listening, though. But listen, we barking at their door right now because we taking this shit all the way to
yep.
the seat. I got to understand.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes, sir. That's,
you know
that's the only
so
solution,
look,
man.
We have to unite because we got to put them all. I mean, we got to weave them out, though. We got to understand the older ain't with it. Our catch is the youth.
Exactly.
We have to focus on
it's
our
because,
youth. You know what I'm saying? And not just
exactly.
that. We have to expand it, and we have to hit our allies. You want to get tactical.
Yeah.
So we have to get the John Browns and we got to get the Latinos because Latinos want to come over here. They don't choose and they were going to act like they're going white or black. You know what I'm saying? The real black
yeah.
ones that act like they black, that little Nipsey Hussle and Tupac and all that. You know what I'm saying? Grab them.
Yeah.
So I think
yeah.
they're going to be on there a little bit later. She's going to get out of sight. I'm a yield black, man, because I can go on because you know I'm here to the end. I'm going to talk a little later. I yield black.
Yes, sir. And then also, too, I ain't got nothing but love for Dr. Truth Bay, man, because the knowledge that sister drops is incredible. You know what I mean? And then, too, that I was looking at some of the playback, you know, on the reparations hearings that they're having in California, and she called them clowns up there, and she owned their asses. And, hey, always a black sister in there for that sister. You know what I'm saying? And then also, too, of all the work, you know, that the brothers is doing, you know, all across the nation, as the Imam says, all the way from the east side to the west side to the north side to the south side. And also, too, down there on the south side, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, they most definitely need reparations campaigns going on there, particularly Alabama and Arkansas, because old Huckabee, you know, wanted to tear down the tribute
Virginia. We still
that they
Virginia
had.
Too. Shit.
Yes, sir. You know, and then too, like, and I'm just thinking, man, of all the blood, you know, that was shedded, you know, by people, you know what I mean? And then Dr. King, man, I always shut him up when Dr. King stated surely, you know, before the end of his life, and he was only 39, just like Malcolm, you know, he said, hey, he led his people into a burning house. You see what I'm saying? And let's look at it,
that's
people.
That's why we need our own
all
land.
Civil
that's
rights.
Part.
Yes, sir.
Land,
yes, sir.
Land,
all
check,
the civil
check.
Rights
well, my
legislation.
Neck.
Yes, sir. You know, say all the civil rights legislation, man, all these other groups is going up there bum rushing it, this, that, there, the other. And then I believe that there was even a few cases where they tried to file some lawsuits against the actual movement itself. Look at the Alan Bakke decision. Now, I know you up on that one there, Double R. You familiar with Alan Bakke, right, in 1978?
No. I got my pen on that one.
All right. Okay, Alan Bakke was a white dude, okay, that had tried to get into either UC Berkeley, man, or UC Davis. I do know it's one of the universities in Northern Cal. And what he did was is that he was saying is that the quota system that they was having there, and he was saying is, well, you know, they got these slots reserved, you know, for black students, but nobody's taking them, so I'm filing reverse discrimination. Now, for all the hypocrites out there, Yasser bosses, ass scratchers, you know, clucksmen, you know, all them bastards, okay? When you say reverse discrimination, then this means that you have acknowledged a fact that there is discrimination against our people here, and not only in California, but in the whole daggone United States. You see what I'm saying? But you want us to sit up here, have our men folk going around in dresses and all this old type of shit, a woman going up here, you know, being bed wenches, you know, to these crackers, talking about, oh, I don't see color. But you can best believe color sees our black asses. You know what I'm saying? And I challenge any of them, you know, the pink people to come out here, you know, to Las Vegas, Nevada. The desert is getting right about ripe real now. You know, next couple of months, it'll be about a good 105, 110 degrees. You know what I'm saying? And white folk, to prove to you that we are not the same, you have to leave your sunscreen at home and then leave some directions of how to treat your skin peeling, how to treat your sunburn and what have you, because we're not going to leave you out there to die, but you are damn sure do it to us. You see what I'm saying? Like,
hey,
Cole,
I just
don't move.
I just
don't
move. Because I was laughing. Yeah.
Yes, sir. You see what I'm saying? And I'm sure Dr. Bay, you know, has, you know, in-depth knowledge with her, you know, being a woman of law in regard to the Bakke decision that they did in California. Now, there was another dude. Okay, what was that cat's name? He was a chancellor, man, up there. What was it? UC Berkeley, I think. And I'm trying to remember this dude's name and who wanted to get rid of all the racial quota systems. You know what I'm saying? And what was that dude's name? And I think he got off into some trouble as well, too. He wanted to get rid of all the racial quota systems at the college and university level, saying they don't need that no more. You know, we're in a new decade, a new age. But look what they did there in Cleveland, Ohio today. You know, that brother Aziz had related. You know, none of those cops will be charged with murder, what they did to Mr. Jail. Just like when they murdered little Tamir Wright. None of them was charged. And I mean, he's only 12 years old. You know, more like the Trayvon Martin cases. You know, Ezell Ford in Los Angeles. I mean, man, and I hate to say the list is just going on and on and on, man. You know, Breonna Taylor, Sandra Bland, man. When is this shit going to stop,
yeah,
Black family?
Oh, it's going to stop right now.
Yeah.
It's a movement right now. It's going to stop right now.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Let everybody listen.
Because all we got is each other.
Get ready to run like the Lakers and put your seatbelt on. It's time to run with this one. So
yep. Listen.
We're about to have a solution on this program. That's what we came up here for. I yield Black.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And it is the most informative radio on Black issues. You know, the folk to you, ma'am. And I have to agree with you on that there, Sheik. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate it the way, man, because I did see the live feed that you all did, you know, with the city council there in Spartanburg. And, of course, you know, our hearts, you know, go out there to Mr. Lavelle's family and of course, you know, his parents and his siblings and what have you. And then, like, when we make it past the age of 50, you know what I'm saying? Being a Black male, you beat the odds, you see? So now, with me, you know, being in my twilight years, you know what I'm saying, to pass on down the torch, man, we got to get some of these businesses going on. And we got to connect with Africa, you see what I'm saying? It's because, you know,
we do need our resources. Absolutely. We do need our resources. We need time.
Yes,
we need resources. We need money. You know what I'm saying? That's what we have to do.
Exactly. Yes, sir. And then on top of it, too, sir, because, see, we generate money.
Mm-hmm.
Except the cold part about it is we generate money for everybody else except ourselves. Now, to prove Double R's point even further, I saw up there on the Stinky Bird, because Twitter, I'm starting to call him Stinky Bird. I used to call him Tweety Bird, but there's this dude named Musk that owns it. And you know what Musk is when you're funky and nasty and stanky, haven't washed your ass, you know what I'm saying? So there was a clip up there where this sister is going to this white woman, you know, getting her traditional hair braids, you know, for our sister. There, you know, my objectiveness to it. And our people is coming back, oh, well, you know, she's doing good work and this, that, there, the other. She ought to have the opportunity to make that money. But you could best believe is that she-devil is not going to drop now one damn dime into Black businesses. What the fuck she would
Black
do
power.
Is go out there to Manhattan Beach, go out there to Orange County, go up there to the Bay Area, even to the city of Oakland, which is the city of resistance. Okay, well, hey, you know, this is great. This is great economical progress. But, motherfucker, you're giving away your damn resources. Now, I don't have a problem with the international trade and what have you, but just to sit up there and to give it away, and then the last time I go through the Crenshaw District, man, and saw how blighted it was, man, you know what I'm saying, I almost broke down and cried because that was the first time I had visited the Crenshaw District, you know, like in about, oh, shit, man, about a good 10, 17 years, all the Black businesses is gone. The damn liquor bank is gone. And I think the United Bank, yeah, is still there. You see what I'm saying?
You know, that's why they
yeah, man.
It's precisely, beloved.
Because the Asian shot over
See, precisely, beloved, brother and sister, this is what you got right here. The sister, the songstress, Stacey Lattisaw said that don't give it all away. You know what I'm saying? And it's, there's so many warnings in the music, the culture, in the streets, but they failed to heed warning. And Sapanta Island saying that never has there come a destruction to a people without their first coming a warner. A clear warning and a sign from the divine creator, but they ignore the signs from God, and they do a drive-by, and now they're suffering the consequence of bad decision-making, as most of these ill things that you see in society today. But I got to reach out and pull down. I've got a rack of me, and I'm going to try to hit them 1, 2, 3, and jump over the coconut tree and hit... it's 405-721. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. 405-11. 405-721.
Good evening,
Black Power. Talk Black to us. Well, drop it like it's hot.
Black power.
Black power.
Yes, sir. Good evening, everyone.
Black power.
I'm calling from Oklahoma City, and I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I really enjoy this. This is really knowledge. This is something that it makes me feel rejuvenated in a sense to know that we have survived. Because, you know, you're not speaking with the spring chicken or a March pullet. I've been out here a while.
Good. I remember you from yesterday, sister. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
Well, remember one thing? We still got steamy windows like Tina Turner was talking. We still got steamy windows for what you left up here yesterday. What you done yesterday has got the windows still steam. You might well put some more steam on steam. Equal more steam
well, here was,
and drop it like
we,
it's hot.
Back again.
Drop it like it's hot.
Back again and we're not playing. We're black again. So, listen, I am each and every one of you. And just keep us in mind. And hopefully we'll see every one of you, each and every one of you here for the Tulsa recognition of what they did to
right.
us 102 years ago. Love you.
Yes, ma'am.
Each and every one of you. Black power.
Black power.
Always.
With the
hey,
I know
always.
She know.
For the reparations.
I know
I'm
a little
child
of Oklahoma City.
May 6th.
Yeah, rumble. She come in here ready to rumble. But I'm going to give it to the master on this time and let her just give us our updates for the day. She got a whole list of stuff. I mean, good stuff for us. And we're going to come on and listen. I want your undivided attention on our beloved sister, who's she's like a globetrotter, just rolling, you understand. When she go between the legs, she come up, spin it off the backboard, come up and slam dunk it, go back and shoot the three. She's always here giving us more of what to listen radio for. I'm going to turn it over to our doctor and the Minister of Justice, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay. She's going to drop it like it's hot, and she's smooth and cool.
She always does.
She's right here with us at Black Power Radio. And thank you for joining us because, sister, you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power,
Black
Power,
the people.
Power.
Always, 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 always. Absolutely.
All right. Well, today was a great day of victory. I would say fighting for justice for our beloved Lavelle Lane. Today at 1 p.m. was a press conference at Spartanburg County Courthouse. And it was very inspiring, to say the least. So I just came on, so I don't know if Queen Mother Beverly came on to give her spiel.
Okay,
can you keep me up to
speed? You come a little later in the show, hopefully.
Okay. All right, so since she didn't come on yet, I could give a little update of what transpired concerning today. Now, when it comes to fighting for the rights of a family, either you got the fire in your soul to do so or you don't. Either you're going to go all the way in for revolution or you don't. And what I've noticed today was that because of the inspirational footsteps that our Queen Mother Beverly Reese took and the Lane Reese family took in fighting for justice for Lavelle Lane brought out a couple of Facebook activists to join the cause. And that in itself is groundbreaking. So today was a statement concerning the misinformation of Chuck Wrong Right. Chuck all the way Wrong Right. He is a perfect example of white supremacy that has to be ultimately dethroned. And so Christopher Pratt, who is the current attorney for the Lavelle Lane case, has brought out brilliantly some key points, accurate information, inaccurate information. as Chuck Wright stated about a couple of weeks ago before he closed the case, he didn't know who he was dealing with. He thought it was just a regular black family that's just going to disappear and boo-hoo and cry-cry and no justice, no peace, and call it a day. No, 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 no. No, what we got here is a failure to communicate the right way. So now he's going to go down. He's going to go down. So what we want to expect to
yes,
happen
ma'am.
Is the next step of charges being brought forth appropriately to these race soldiers who apparently took out 23 other bodies way before they targeted LaVell. So what we expect to see in the next couple of weeks as we get together for May Day, we're requesting that all cities, all activists stand in front of your city council and proclaim the land, proclaim back what was stolen from us while we serve justice to these politicians and people in their law enforcement positions. So there's a lot that we have accomplished today and that we need to have everyone on the same page. Right now, the Freedom
yes,
Train
ma'am.
Is narrowing down. If you don't got your train and you get left behind, you can't blame nobody but yourself. But I guarantee you, those who are on about it in this party, under the jurisdiction of our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar. If you are not on or purchase your ticket for this Freedom Train, black family, you're going to be sadly, sadly regrettable. But moving forward, we will and indeed have the final answer. This is a different season, black family. We're not just jaw-jacking over here. There is some real action behind the scenes that's happening. And one of the top priorities, as we have mentioned, is the right to self-determination. And what that
yes,
requires,
ma'am.
Yes, sir. And what that requires is for you to know thyself first and foremost, to know that you are not a citizen of this country. I don't know what they taught you in school, but I know what they taught me, and it was a whole bunch of lies. They told me that you could be anything you want to be, just put your mind to it. That sounds all great, but they forgot something called chattel slavery. They forgot something
yes,
about mass incarceration. They forgot how much they hated our black skin. They forgot to tell you that part, but they want to tell you and lead you to believe that you can be all that you can be once you put your mind to it. Okay, well, we're putting our minds to it this year, John Q. Public. We're putting our minds to it this year, and we're deciding that we don't want you to govern us no more. We decided that we don't want you to police us anymore. We decided that your constitution doesn't apply to us anymore. You see? So, yes,
true.
You are correct. We're putting our mind and being all that we want to be, and what we want to be is free. We want to be free,
yes, ma'am.
Free, 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 free as a bird. Free the land, slavery, whatever you'd like to put attached to that, we just going to be free. So
I do
want to commend, again, Queen Mother Reese for her stand today, and we will see what the next steps will be. Now, right here in sunny California, we want to give you an update concerning our task force meeting, which is coming up on May 6th. That'll be in
yes,
Oakland, and we want everyone, especially, all right, that's right, all of our Oakland Panthers out there, those who've been sleeping for about at least a decade that I know. I'm not going to name names, but you know who you are. We're going to need you to wake up a little bit because something's going to happen on May 6th, and we're going to need your attendance. So if you're available, come and support in person. This is the second to the last Reparations Task Force hearing. The last one will be June 30th. And oh, boy, black family, we got a surprise for the oppressors. Oh, yes, we do. So
yes,
I just want you to stay tuned.
Surprise.
Be in the loop. And you're going to see
okay.
something that you have never seen before. All right? So
okay, if I may interject, Dr. Blake.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but, yeah, if I may interject, not getting off topic right here, but what I want to say is, if, will you beautiful black woman please bring back those afros back? Because I remember as a little kid, about 1970, there in Los Angeles, when the sisters used to come up there and sell the Black Panther newspaper, and the thing that I distinctively remember was the smell of coconuts, because if you all recall the Afro Sheen hair care products that we had, you know, it had the reminiscence, you know, of the coconut smell. And then also, too, it just came to me, Sheik, with me being an old so-and-so, Ward Connolly was that bastard's name up there at Berkeley, who was a regent at the University of California, who wanted to get rid of the quote-unquote racial quota. And I think his ass got in trouble somewhere and let him throw him up under the jail with that bullshit. Because the thing is, people, is that they talk all this all-inclusiveness, but this all-inclusiveness is an illusion. What they fear the most is our unity, okay? What they fear the most is one day of all the black players in the NFL and in the NBA and said, hey, you know what? These mighty whiteys come fill these stands, you know what I'm saying, to come watch us play. So why don't we go on and form our own league? My point is, all of us, particularly as men folk, we all love the human drama of athletic competition. The former heavyweight champion.
You say something like that. Black.
Yes, ma'am. And the former heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali, may he rest in power, okay, had stated in 1974, before he was grained the crown, hey, we got to have some black businesses. We got to have something for our people to come up with. We got to own our own grocery stores. We got to own our own technological firms. We got to own our own ways of producing, you see, capital goods. And capital goods is like your dump trucks, your tractors, your farming equipment, because capital goods go ahead and produce the consumer goods and double R's on something right there about how the Federal Reserve went up there and stole all the loot from the Freedmen's Bureau. And I'm going to be doing some more research on that for our podcast tomorrow night.
That's right. You look up Mary C. Daly. Brother, you look up Mary C. Daly. She's the president of the Federal Reserve Bank located in San Francisco. So I tell you, her day is coming up. So I need y'all to spread the word on this lady's name, because everyone needs to know who the real culprit is. It ain't the NAACP. It's not even these politicians. It's the Federal Reserve Bank that stole not only the Freedmen Bureau's money, but changed our name after they stole from us. So we got them. We got them all right. Mary Daly. Her day is coming.
Yes, ma'am. Because
hey, don't forget about
the
homestead, though. Remember the Homestead Act? They took like 160 acres from every cracker that came from the Europeans and everything. So remember that. Then they doubled up to 320. Do the math. So we got land.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just not focus on this money. Let's focus on our land.
Right.
Like you're black.
Yes, sir.
Yep, and so that's why we can get that. Yes, we finna finalize that list. And as we mentioned previously before, the way to stay proactive, first and foremost, join and sign the petition. Sign the petition for self-governance. The Article 5 is for the people, by the people. We have mentioned this several times. We're going to mention it until we're blue in the face, until all our people got it. Right now, we are forming an Article 5. When we asking, how do we separate? How do we create our own governance? Well, right here, right now, you're listening to Black Power Radio every Sunday and Monday, where we give you the most informative news that you'll find anywhere else. We give you no lie over here. All right, so what we ask you right now, Black family, I need you to look up the Article 5 of the Constitution. This is your right to actually form and amend. But we're not trying to amend this Constitution that was racist to begin with. We need to drill this until we all get it. The Constitution is not our law. It is their law. It is the oppressor's law. It is the slave master's law. What we are focusing on is human rights. Malcolm X said it best.
Right.
El-Malik El-Shabazz, he said it best. It's a matter of human rights. Once we assert our human rights, just declare who you are. You just got to know who you are. Declare it. You ain't gotta bow down and say, oh, well, I don't know how they, or they not going to let us, or I don't know what they going to think. When you say, keep saying they, you not naming your oppressor, that's how you lose already. We're not trying to put them in a category. We identifying these oppressors by name. We identifying their children and their children's children. We identify
right.
where they stay at, where they work at, because they're not ruling over us. These politicians can't be staying
now
in mansions while they're asking for your vote.
Self-government.
And their children goes to the best schools, and their kids get taught how to steal from the community. That's what these politicians, that's what their children is being taught. They're not taught to be revolutionaries or help their community. They're taught how to steal
right.
from
like
their mommy
nothing.
And daddy. And that's where the buck stops
yes,
right
ma'am.
There, black family. That's where it's got to stop.
Oh, indeed. Absolutely. And also, yes, ma'am. And then also, too, I would like to add, too, Brother Sheikha Akbar, is that any of the personnel that you have over here at Black Power Radio, man, is more than welcome to come over and Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced and guest host. And, you know, hit my like page or our like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced up there on Facebook, and just communicate. With us, you know, let us know the subject and what have you. We'll definitely be bringing in Chay and Kruma, our co-executive producer, and definitely check out the hashtag Frontline Black News, you know what I'm saying, you know, by our anchorman, the one and only Ramel Understanding. And what it is,
hey,
is
as long as you ain't got Sarge on there, hey, this Double R, as long as you ain't got Sarge on there, we'll come over there.
Well, that's just it, though, Double R. Double R, I've told Sarge once. I told him twice. I told him three times. I told him five times. Sarge, when you come over there to these platforms that are pro-black man, you're coming over there at your own risk.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Tipo, you know I call him a cracker.
Yeah.
I thought he's a white boy the way he talked. I didn't even know it.
No, he's a black dude.
And Trouvé told me he was a nigga.
Yeah. That blew my mind. Oh, and then also, too, black family, you're going to love this one here, that what I'm about to tell you. Okay, there's a conservative show called The Times in Which We Live that's hosted by a dude by the name of Joe Gibson out of North Carolina. And I went on there, man, it's all Trump and DePanty support, you know. And I was called every nigger, every black so-and-so, this, that, there, the other. But there is no argument with undisputed truth. Now, when I look at miseducated-ass Negroes, as Carter G. told us about, like, Ward Connolly, Han Kuhn in Denver, Colorado, the soon-to-be former mayor. Also to Uncle Tim Scott, and then the Pankies, and then them black politicians down there in Florida that's supporting his ass. You see what I'm saying? This goes to show, ladies and gentlemen, is that we are in a massive need of resurrection of the mental dead. Now, Racebook told me of years ago, well, Shabaka, you got credit for creating a hashtag resurrection of the mental dead. Man, I ain't looking for no glory. Push that hashtag. Let's blow it up. If we can market it to get some land, fine. I don't have a problem with it. Add knowledge. Drop knowledge. You know, tell the white boy what he did. Tell him what he's about. You see what I'm saying? It's because, you know, like they all talk about, oh, well, you know, we all inclusive. We don't got to have the illusion. You know, we all the same and all that. No, we ain't. And do you know how crazy or how boring life would be if we was all the same? Okay? I mean, come on. Let's look at nature. You know what I'm saying? Let's look at all the living forms of nature. You see what I mean? Now, and down there in the bayou, down there in the swampland, down there in Georgia and what have you. I fulfilled the challenge that people had put to me. Well, Shabaka, you black experience enhanced, man, when you going to go to Florida and Georgia and through the South? Well, I did that, and it still goes through my mind. Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Emmett Till goes through my mind, okay? Ahmaud Arbery goes through my mind. And I'm so glad that the state of Georgia got that daddy, that son, the homie who was videotaping that shit, is because what they did, black family, and please correct me if I'm wrong, just like on the plantation system. Well, you know where they got a nigga that they got to deal with, and excuse me for using that term just to prove a point. They would sit up there and they would put them to that whipping post, and they would have everybody on the plantation there to witness this, but they always had his first male child, his son, always front and center. Then after they finished beating the brother, then they would tie the brother up, and then they would sodomize the brother. You see what I'm saying? You know, they call it buck break. And then when our sisters see this,
they like a buck up. That
part. No, we ain't them kind of guys. We ain't going for it. But I'm just looking at you know how systemically.
I like to yield and we're back to you, homie. But look, let me expand on that. That's what we come in.
Yes,
from.
Sir.
That's the torch that we
yes,
got to pass too. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we got to go through. That's why we need everything 1%. It's like we need everybody time. We need their resources and we need their money for us to do things like what happened today up in South Carolina. You feel me? So that's
yes,
why
sir.
That's why this vocal center is so powerful. That's why we appreciate Black Power Radio. We appreciate yours, like I was on yours, like whatever day with Sarge. No, we need to know everybody else. If you on here ear hustling, check this out. Let us know that we can get through something because we only Sunday, Monday. We need Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know?
Sir. Hey, yes, sir. You're more than welcome to come up there as a guest host, man. Just give me a few days advance notice. I'll be more than happy to do it. But what they're doing with Shabaka's Black Experience Imam is that they are shadow banning us. So what I'm doing is that I'm sharing the short links, you know what I mean, where you could click it and you directly there listening to the show. You see, because they hate us, you know what I mean? And the more they hate us, the better that I feel, you see? Now, the reason being is because, see, a man is only going to stand there and take so much. That's why he's called male. This is why when you look at every male life form, it always has what? Natural means of self-defense, rather it's your foot, elbow, you know what I'm saying, fist, your innovation and whatnot. And this is what they fear the most of us exercising a Second Amendment right. And Dr. Bay, please correct me on any legalese whatsoever, ma'am, because you're very, very well renowned. Now, that Second Amendment right was supposed to be an inalienable right, right? Meaning can't nothing touch it. You see what I'm saying? But at the same token, though, when they went up there to Sacramento in 1967, you know what I'm saying, exercising said right, you know, then that senile bastard Ronald Reagan, who was the governor then, he signed the Gun Control Act of 1968. And I always will keep emphasizing this here to our people who have never been to California before, and I'm sure Dr. Bay, you know, will agree with me on it. Be extremely careful when you're traveling in California. You got to have your ammo and your weapon separated, and it has to be in the trunk of the car because they are just looking for any excuse to murder us. You see what I'm saying? But Ben, as Dr. Newton said,
stay ready, so you ain't got to get ready. You're black.
Exactly. And as Dr. Newton has
I yield
stated,
black, not too fast.
Yes, sir. And then I'm going to yield. And then as Dr. Newton said, hey, man, you know, a panther is a defensive fighter. When it is cornered, it annihilates its enemy absolutely completely and unconditionally. And you know more about that there, Sheik, than me, is because, you know, because you my elder, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to make sure that I got the proper knowledge that I'm passing on down to the generations after me, is because with all this shit, man, they got going on out there in Hollywood and Hollywood and making these rap records, you know, this, that, there, calling our women a B words. Hey, man, a bitch is a female dog, not the black woman. Okay. And my mama taught me that lesson there the hard way. She overheard me use the term, and then after I absorbed a left hook followed by a right hand and had my mouth washed out with soap, then she sat down there and she educated me a little bit. And I know the word is education as opposed to edumacation. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I try to pass on down, you know, to our brothers, you know, who don't have the male father figure in the household due to mass incarceration, due to black-on-black homicides and stuff like that. And that dude, Joe Gibson, okay, he's always so quick to talk that bullshit. And then he also has, you know, his people with him, stars and bars, the whole nine yards. And I'm just putting it out there, you know, I'm not saying call his show up if we don't want to or if it's not necessary. But I'm just saying that to do that, you know, if we want to blow off some steam and let his ass know what time of day it is, because, see, the days of ass scratching and yassa bossing are over. Now, as Dr. Bay is saying, you see what I mean? Oh, yeah, California needs to give up them damn reparations. Of all the slaves that were taken into California who did not know that they were free when that gold rush was going on. You know what I mean?
Right. And then, California, yep, on that part, yep.
So, yes,
so,
sir.
So that's how America is. They tell you that,
yes,
all of a sudden, whoop, whoop, and you got to believe them until you do the research. And then you don't understand on how that was cracked. That was cracked because the Burgess family, that was like, when I had to do my research from me to understand, I saw a testimony from him, and I thought he was white, too. He was speaking like he was a white boy. But he found out that his great-great-great-grandfather left a, what they call it, they wrote a note about it, about who they was. They buried him in the wrong name, actually. I'm saying, so he found out. So that he buried him in the wrong name, so they had to find the name. So white folk is crafty, you know what I'm saying? So now we have to do like this, reverse psychology on them. We have to think like how they think. Reverse what they think. You know what I'm saying? My wife got a master's degree. She a professor in this shit, but I used to test her in her books and when she wanted to be tested when she got her master's. I was like, this white boy shit. So now we got to reverse it on a black level. That's why we so powerful in voice. That's why on these stages right here, these platforms right here, it's so powerful. That's why we have to come together and put our resources together so we can move ahead. You know, we can move on. You feel me? And get to the solution.
Yes,
not just the solutions, but get to the resolution. Like my boy talked about. General spoke of resolution if y'all didn't see the show. The resolution is we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's our
right. So that's why we have to be very meticulous on how we move, organized to the T is the key. We must remember that we cannot fall for distractions, that we must be proactive on a daily basis. So what we're requesting is for people to be knowledgeable on reparations as a whole. If you want to know more about reparations or want to sign the petition, you can log on to onepercentage.org. That's onepercentage. That's onepercentage.org. Why one percentage? Because we're requesting 1% of your resources, time, and income into reducing the biggest issues that we face, which is homelessness, incarceration, and violence. Amongst other things, but
yes,
we want to start off with the top three that are affecting our beloved black families. So let's get proactive today. There's weekly meetings as well. So if you want to find out more information on how to sign up, you can call 323 884-8583 and just text Revolution to 323-884-8583, and then you'll get a series of points of action that you can take right here, right now. Don't wait until it's too late for you to fight the oppressors. All that you need is right in front of you. I want us to also reiterate that even though California Task Force is leading the charge in reparations, it's not a state issue. And so a lot of the task force members that we already know that are you know, chucking and jiving on their spare time, they're not the ultimate answers for what we're going to achieve. It is we the people that are going to give the final determination on how these reparations are distributed. So that's why I say for now, right, please encourage each one, teach one about your ancestry. Now is not the time just to be a black man wandering with no type of sense of direction. We can't operate like that anymore, black family. We have to take charge and start leading the way for our children and our children's children's future.
Don't delay, because another day just might be too late. And don't
delay,
but send yours in right away, right? And this is what you got to do here today, is send it in right away, because you never thought that love would be in need of love today. Send it in right away. Don't delay, brother.
And then the greatest love there is love of self.
Exactly. And we're working right here. I think the greatest of all hosts of all time. Let me see, I hope I can find him. And this guy did it again. He was too many nervous. But anyhow, anybody can send the word out to our brother, John Renegade Escapism. But nevertheless, if anyone sees black lightning anywhere on the highway or the byway, just send him in right away. Potentially one of the greatest hosts of all time, but just have to slow it down and drop it like it's hot. But tonight, that is a part of our topic. The story of Louis Emmett Till. Is that the subtitle for American Skin is another subtitle for being a black man or a black panther or having black skin or simply melanation. Melanation is another way to say American skin. And because of his skin... Mm-hmm. His 14-year-old son was executed, some call it texecuted, and he sought retribution. He was going to get him some retribution and some get ex-Marine Corps goals and round up some soldiers from around the corner. Comes back, takes over the police, some call the holy precinct, and he commenced to conducting court on the cracker that killed his son. And they find him guilty. So I'm encouraging you all to conduct court wherever you go, and you do something in the name of the Panther, then you can run a series of how do you find him. Because by the time the Panther gets there, somebody is either guilty or potentially guilty of a form of unethical conduct, of malfeasance, meaning they disobeyed the trust, betrayed the trust,
right,
and abandoned the volition of we the people, and therefore it becomes criminal when in the case of an elected or paid official representing said municipality or said county, state, or federal government worker can be charged, criminally charged, and then processed and prosecuted for their action or lack of action in the name of we the people. For it is our money anyhow, and therefore we have the last say on how it's being spent, how it is being distributed, and how we are going to use it in the future. So therefore, he conducted court and found the cracker guilty of killing his son. He was given the power to execute or execute this man for the execution of his son. And he took out the execution, told the cracker to call your family and let them know that you are done, son. And the cracker called the family to the, he had a modern day phone with the visual, had them a face messenger on that. He He looked and Facebooked his family and told him he was done. He was gone. He had made a mistake. He had messed up. And therefore, he was done. He was done. He, for all intents and purposes, he called himself, X'd himself out, and said he was executed or executed by the man whom it was his son that was executed by this officer. Well, we're going to call him a state representative because he certainly wasn't law enforcement. He admitted to doing when they single you out and arrest you or postpone or delay you because of your race, and they
racial profiling.
That he racially profiled. He admitted that he stopped the man because of racial profile. They had put a lie in the report saying they stopped him because he was speeding. And another officer backed it up and said, yeah, we stopped him because he was speeding. Another one said, well, how fast was he going? Oh, we couldn't tell how fast he was going. Well, is it legal to stop a man without a radar? Or we just reasonably thought that he was exceeding the speed limit. Later, he admitted that he pulled the man because of racial profiling, and he shouldn't have been in that kind of neighborhood riding around and just stopped. And that's what I keep warning you about, being in the wrong place, the wrong time, at just dark. Everything that's not in the black or the brown, that's not out of the town, and not out of sight before midnight, is subject to be tested. And when you must be able to withstand the test, meaning have your AK cocked and ready, and then you can ride anywhere you want to. But if you're riding around here unarmed, you have armed yourself. And when the opposition roll up on you, they got the drop on you. And that's my key I'm giving you for free, is that have a drop on the opposition. Have your AK cocked and ready. Have your 9.9.9 cocked and ready. And when he rolls up on you, you just got to blast that ass and go for it, because he's going to kill you. He's letting you, he said, we are trained to kill you. I was petrified. But that's just facing the facts and the reality, that these are the trainings of the opposition. So we got the clean house in damn near every precinct. They got the clean house. According to what I know on the street, according to what I saw in this movie, we got the clean house everywhere. So don't worry, there's enough work to go around. And we're going to bring our black and our brown, and our queen mother is coming up from the middle. And she was right there in Spartanburg live. She was not Memorex today. And she's going to give us her update on what has been taking place in Spartanburg, what's going on in South Carolina, the past, the present, and the future. We want to present our queen mother with our undivided attention on one mic on the queen mother. Beverly, thank you for joining us tonight on Black Power Radio. And plus, you're live on Black Power Radio. Welcome.
Thank you. I had Black Power. Y'all can hear me?
Black Power?
Yes, ma'am.
Loud and clear.
Black Power, mother. Black Power, mother.
Always.
Loud and clear.
Hey, y'all. Hey. I had so many phone calls. Please beg my pardon for being tardy. Over an hour tardy. I had my children, you know, I have 8 children that's living. Well, Ed Ray was there with us today. So I was on 3-way, 4-way, 5-way, 6-way. I was talking to my kids about the rally today. It wasn't really a protest. It was more so a rally. And the little lawyer, the lawyer we have, Christopher Pratt, he spearheaded the announcement today that they're filing charges, that 1993-23, I don't know which 4 numbers it is, but Dr. Truth Baker correct me. And it went very well. I was glad to see my comrade get out of their vehicle and come on in. Maurice, Will, and I call it fight. but it was a pleasure. And, you know, we had the media there. We spoke and said our piece, you know. God gave me the script, you know, crying days is over, crying time is over. You know, we was there for business. It's been business all the while. But, you know, I got a text today from the lawyer, Christopher Pratt, this morning. It was like 8:30. He sent me, I didn't even know nothing about this. He sent me interview Chuck Wright did on March the 31st with Fox News. Fox News is down here. I'm going to try and send it to the group. Anyway, he called my name. He's called my full government. And his words were that they invited me to see DeVell's video. And when they came up to show the little 20-minute video, him being there 5 hours, they picked out what they wanted us to see. And I got up and walked out. Number one, he was totally incorrect on all aspects because that was November the 2nd. They picked out 20 minutes of 5 hours of video to show my family. And I prayed about it the night before, and God told me it wasn't time. So I did not go into that video. I didn't accept my phone in the building, period. He wasn't there at that 20-minute video showing. So how would he know? So somebody burst him with the face. But he had the wrong parents. My husband was there, and when it came time to show the video, he the one that got up and walked out. But we had one. I told him that we crafted it. God said it was time, and I told him, don't go in there. He know 20-minute was the video. So today, when we were in front of the news people, I did the same thing and called him out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tony,
so I called him right back out and I told him, you know, you shouting out false talking about I walked out the video.
Too bright. Lose your mic. Too bright. Lose your mic.
But y'all can hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't mute my line. I'm sorry, Queen Mother. That was me. Sorry about that.
No problem. You're a human being, honey. And then I told the media, I said, he's telling people that I walked out of the video that they allowed, that they were going to allow us to see, and I wasn't even in the scene. I said, I sat on the bench. I didn't even go in that building. And I said, you telling people false information. You telling people why you administered 1,064 milligrams to my son and watched him and threw him in a jail cell and just watch him deteriorate, watch him do all these abnormal things. Who was watching him? You know so much about me. What about your officers? What about your officers that were supposed to be watching LaVell? Can you tell the world about them?
We saw that.
That
it was talking
about something. You know. But it basically went well. I was getting ready to share a tid, but I sucked it back up. I was very professional today. I pat myself on the back.
I do too, Queen. You was perfect. I saw the whole interview. This double R. Look, I wish I could have came. I had a little problems financially, but I wish I could have came. But look, when I saw that video and I watched it live, you held to what you were supposed to held to. It was on the way they did him as a black man. We don't hear the Emmett Till right now. Bless us. Topic
That's
today.
Right. That's
I
right.
I told him at the
That's
beginning
right.
of the show, you the new Emmett Till.
I know that's right.
Your
but
son
was
doing
better
than him.
I was proud of everybody today. I was even proud of my lawyer, and he's white. And let me tell you what my white lawyer, Christopher Pratt, said.
Yeah.
He said, Beverly, no, he didn't tell me that. He didn't say this in front of the camera. He told me, I'm going to get them rednecks.
Yeah.
My lawyer told me he said I'm going to get them wet
California.
Now. He said I can't wait to get their asses in the witness. Yeah. I said, well, all right then. That's what I'm talking about. Now this white man called the rest of, he called them jailers, rednecks.
Yeah.
So
he did it right time. That shit was good.
Yeah, it was good. I say that to say this. You know, God is in charge. That's number one. Number two is he's not going to let no more come on us than we can bear. He's going to guide us through this. He's going to guide us through this. You know, the worst part is over. You know, it's all bets is off now. We finna go for the juggler, you know? Ain't no more crying and all that other stuff. I ain't gonna say I'm not
like
gonna cry
myth.
Yet.
Yeah, we hear like a myth.
You know. We gonna strap up our boots and we're gonna do what I do. We gonna do what we
That's
do.
That's what.
You know, the play game is over. The play game is over. We having the business now.
Yeah.
Business.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's business.
Yeah.
But we having business now.
Hey, but General handled it today. General was up there. He handled it today. He told him how we going to do it. You feel me? So, and that's fair. You're black. hey. It's on the crack.
Yeah, and afterwards, we went to the Lavachi buffet. We sat out. And we talked, and we had some family time, and when it was over, everybody went their way, you know. And I'm glad it turned out good. I'm happy with the outlook. So now, it's the wait and see. Christopher Pratt announced that lawsuits is being put forth. You know, lawsuits is being put forth. You know, Ecclesiastes 5. It's the time for every day. You know?
It's a time. Yeah, it's a time. Yeah, that part. You feel me? That part. Yeah.
So
we still pray. We still stole look. Can you listen to prayer after today?
Huh?
Can you listen to prayer after today? Can you pray with us real quick?
Yeah. Father God, we come to you humbly as we can, humbly as we know how. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your grace. And we thank you for your mercy. We know all power is in your hands. You don't know nothing being done without your say-so and your approval, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And we ask you, Father, for anything we said, done, or thought, for your forgiveness. We just ask you for the justice for the veil, justice for all of our black children. Lord, keep them safe. Keep our family members safe, near and far. You just keep your loving arms wrapped around us, and anything that's not of you, we rebuke it in your precious name, Father God. We just thank you for the day and hope you allow us to see tomorrow and guide ourselves through the rest of this week. Keep all hurt and harm and danger away from us, and we already know that you said we receive not because we ask not, and we know that everything is going to be all right. And justice will be served in the mighty name of my heavenly Father Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Mother. Amen. Amen.
And in the name of the Almighty God that originated heavens and earth, we got us a 317 out there. 317-820. I don't know if you're there now, but they've been holding for a minute. And we want to give the full acknowledgement to our beloved Queen and the Queen Mother and our National Spiritual Advisor, our sister and comrade, Sister Beverly Lane, Reese Lane, has been doing a wonderful job in keeping us together on point until we get the justice has to rain down like the waters so that we, the righteous, will be able to rise up and run like a mighty stream. We want to bring that 317-817-820. You're live on Black Power Radio. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
You can talk black to us. We can hear you loud and clear. Give us your name and where you're calling from, soldier.
Yes, sir. My name is Falcon. I'm with the interface in Atlanta. I just want to say
you want you all to know this is a representative of our brother and our longtime friend, Grandmaster Jay, who has found himself to be incarcerated this hour, and they moved to stop his ministry and not his gun. Brother Falcon is a point guard out of Indiana, and he's become very close to us, and we've always been with the no fuck around. We're not going to break our partnership over no stupid black revolutionary, uninformed black revolutionary that try to badmouth our people and call them agents and stuff. And if the agent, the punishment for agent is death, and the punishment for agent when you wrong, then you get the punishment for the agent. Try that out, and they will stop opening their mouth so quick to say, agent, this is our brother who went out to do a arms maneuver, to do a armed protest against the killing of our sister while she was in bed. And once you give your undivided attention to our comrade and leader and Brother Commander Falcon can give you the update and the missing part to the link. We thank you for joining us tonight, Brother Commander Falcon. Bless you, brother. You have to, everybody like I'm on one mic on Commander Falcon. One mic, y'all. I'm gonna mic y'all up because you can't mic yourself. I got you tonight. Brother Comrade Falcon, go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, first I wanna say peace and blessings to everyone. And Supreme Commander still needs our assistance, our help. If you can go to justiceforgmj.com, that is his website. Tell you about his GoFundMe. That tell you about the events that we got going on. That tell you about his cases going on. He's not done fighting. He's a man of his word. He's a man of a true character. I talk to him almost every other day. So we talk a lot. Why, since he's been incarcerated.
One thing, can you do this, brother? Please give that complete information, much as you can, share with us to the alpha numerically. I saw a few putting their pens up and missed it. So we want you to please give that contact info or the web or whatever you feel like giving to us. And so the future contact with Brother Falcon and the No Fuck Around, that crew is the best thing that ever happened to us as far as I'm concerned, since the Black Panther, Black Power. And go right ahead, Brother Falcon. One more time on your contact information. Yes, sir. Very slow. Thank you.
Once again, it's Justice for GMJ, the number 4, GMJ.com. JusticeGMJ.com. And his GoFundMe. He has a GoFundMe on that page. He still needs legal help. The lawyers are very expensive. He's asked for a lot of help. I'm a writer from the Bring Him Home campaign. He was supposed to be on here. He hasn't come yet. I guess he's somewhere else. But that's the information I had, you know, for GMJ. He tells everybody that, you know, he loves everyone unconditionally. When he comes out, he's not in there for just because he wants to be. He's in there for us. When he went, I was at his trial every day. He had it for a whole week. And when he left, he put his fist up in the air and told everybody, I'm here for us. Black power. Exactly what he tells us, black power. Because we are the power. We are the power. We have to continue to come together. What happened in Spartanburg is oh, my God, it's uncontainable. We're dealing with a situation in Mississippi. The young man, his head cut off. They found him in the woods. So they castrated him. We're going to deal with this situation in Akron. We got a team up there. We got a team in Kansas City dealing with that situation. So the NFAC is very busy, but we have boots on the ground. We have to all come together. So I want to say thank you again, brother, for inviting me on there. And if you ever need the NFAC, I want you to stay in touch with me. Anybody else? Hey, if you ever need the NFAC, call us. Again, my brother is Brother GMJ is justice for GMJ.com. And he really appreciates your support in any way that you can. Like I said, he did this for us. He didn't do it for himself. He's too powerful. I mean, that man, I can't say enough things about him that he's done for me in my life, changing my life. It changed my attitude, changed my direction in life. I'm behind him 100%. And he would appreciate anybody else that come behind him and help him with a situation. If anybody doesn't know a situation or heard about a situation, you mind if I tell them about the situation?
The floor is completely yours, beloved. Go right ahead.
All right. I want to tell you a little bit about what happened to Supreme Commander in Kentucky. He saw someone on the roof. He had been getting death threats all since he started with the NFAC. And then he looked up at the roof with his flashlight on the end of his rifle. And he may have not should have pointed his rifle, but he did it with a flashlight. But he just pointed up at the roof for a hot second. And then brought it right back down. He saw what he saw. People up there, the white people up there, that's all he saw. He didn't really even know who it was. He didn't know it was the police. Like, he didn't have nothing on him. So they charged him with they gave him 7 years for pointing a rifle at somebody on the roof. For pointing a flashlight, that's what I'm calling it, on a roof. But he got 7 years for that. And We know it's an injustice, and we know that's not the reason why. We know they want to shut up his ministry. They don't want to. They're not there to shut up the guns. They here to shut. They was there to shut his ministry. So he's appealing it. His appeal is looking very, very good. We'll know something again at the end of the month about his appeal. It's been filed. It's been going. It's ongoing. He's very uplifted in spirit. He talks, like I said, we talk almost every other day. And he tells everybody, he gives us direction of what we still should be doing and how we still should be going. So Jim Jay is a man of his word, a man like that brother Cumber said. He's a man of his word. He's a man of great character, and I can't say enough about the man, because he done a lot for me in my life and my family. He's preached a lot. If y'all listen to the Morning Mental or his Facts Over Feelings, that are still up on YouTube. So if you ever get time and listen to Brother GMJ, Supreme Commander, on Facts Over Feelings or punch up the Morning Mental. Listen to some of his teachings. You will learn a lot. Okay, I learned a lot. Brother, I'm going to thank you again. I'm going to give the floor back to you. That's about all I got to say.
Beloved, Grandmaster Jay has been a compliment to us here at Black Power Radio on numerous occasions, and we've held numerous conversations on the phone before they passed a wrong judgment on our brother. We will talk frequently, and we will continue these conversations ASAP, as soon as possible. I did not want to be any detriment towards him on anything going on in his trial, that the Panther image, the Panther name can sometimes affect the opposition, that cause some negativity, affect you indirectly negatively because of the interaction with the Panther. But he is so strong. He got Panther up and down. First thing he told me, he said, man, we want to join with y'all. We want to be right there with y'all. So we joined forces. Mm-hmm. We marched on the White Supremacy House together, and it was one of the most impressive marches that we've ever done in Washington. And it's on tape. I don't know if it's all over. It's in a lot of places. And we went strong that day. And we were in the rain. We were in the pouring down rain. marching on the, on the white supremacy house. Oh, it's an impressive video. I love it. I always treasure that video of all the marches we have done. A lot of things, man, but that is most impressive. And he is a comrade. He is a full-blown black revolutionary. And they try to paint him otherwise because they're haters. I always sing my jangle when I think about the haters. Say, you got your PhD just from hating on me. You get mad fuck when you see me ride by. I know you're mad as fuck. I think you know why. Because you a player hater. You get mad as fuck because you see me ride by. You're mad as fuck. You know why. Because you a window shopper. And see, they window shopper, what they see us do, and jealous and envious. But brother says, your fellow black revolutionary and black activist, blacktivist comrade will turn on you and call you a motherfucking agent and don't know one syllable. As the guy had agent in my, where the guy from? He don't know where he from. Where the guy go to school? He don't know where he went to school. Where did he serve? How did he serve? And don't know nothing but our brother. But he's explaining all this shit. Oh, he was in cahoots over there and cahoots over here. You don't know this. I said, where the fuck he get the paycheck from? Oh, so he said, because so he proved he knew nothing about Grandmaster Jay at all, but explaining all on the Master and Supreme Comrade and the Supreme Commander, he can give you all this, but knows nothing. So I said, make me feel like you some kind of fucking agent then. You're out here say you faking as a commander over a squadron, commander over formation, but you lying on your comrade, brother, your real brother who could really help you when the call go out. He's going to be damn near the only one there that's going to give you some support, some aid and help. His comrade, his crew is going to be the one pulling up on you, bro.
Food, right.
But he eating and drinking that Kool-Aid. He quick to tell you all the history of Donald J. Trump. Another will give you all the history of Joe Biden. Some call him Joe Biden. But can't tell you nothing but your brother that's right there with you every day. Who else pulled up for Breonna Taylor? Where are you? Where you hiding, comrade? When did you pull up for Breonna Taylor? When did you pull up for Trayvon Martin? Where did you pull up at the Eric Garner situation? Where were you doing on Michael Brown? And where are you now for Lavelle Lane? Oh, my, my. Somebody got to say it. Huh? He boom, chaka, locka, locka, cracker. That's what he do. He'll run. He's a goddamn rabbit in the fight on the ground. I'm telling you who he is. He won't face this crocodile. But I said, oh, this nigga give me a problem. Yeah, let's go get him. The same Negro hiding in the black revolution is right on the street selling dope. Hey, I go down to dope boy. Hey, man, got a nigga up the block. Hey, let's go get him. Strap up, boy. Strap up. Let's go. Hey, somebody mess with the E-Man. E-Man, you got us.
Yep.
Anytime you call, brother. Hey, brother E-Man. Man, hey, I've been a chaplain in this city 50 years. I can go in any township and round up a crew and go track down any nigga that you know, the known and the unknown. But I just say, well, brother, hey, these crackers up here done gave me a hard time. We trying to go. Hey, brother, don't you? Hey, brother, man, look here. You all right with us, bro? But we count money right here. Are we doing? Why don't you come back Tuesday, brother? Because Tuesday's a better day. We can't go today. Everybody adding their money today, bro. You have picked the wrong day. Brother, man, you know, we with you, bro. We with you, bro. But we had money today, bro. We be up in the day, bro. Full of excuses when I say, let's go track down this goddamn no good cracker and his woman, the she-devil. And you can hear the church rat piss on the goddamn cotton ball. I said, let's go. Let's go. I don't care what they do, how much money they count. Don't care what woman they with. Hey, baby, I'm going to see you later. Yeah, the E-Man got some trouble down the block, man. You know what I'm saying? It's some terrible, terrible thing, Brother Falcon, been done to us. And we got to change that dynamic ourselves. We have to be the change agent within ourselves to get the black revolution. And black revolution, according to Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, is the only solution that's going to help us get to what Fannie Lou Hamer say, out of the goddamn mess. If you're born in America, you're born in a mess. And Malcolm said it best. He said, if you south of the Canadian border, you in the south. Top of south, talking about the south. You born south of the Canadian border, God damn it, you in the south. It's up to you to perform to your best performance right now. You are the government right now. You don't realize the power, the inertia that the divine power is instilling you at this hour. Just listen to a couple of syllables from Grandmaster Jay. He will straighten it out. And the routine
yes,
of procedure, all you got to do is let's straighten it out. That's what we do with
right.
another nigga song. I got songs out here on this stuff, man. And we need to produce at the best of our productivity, right? It's going to be done at this hour. We just hope that you will hold the line for black power. You will continue to be productive under duress. This is some of our best performance has been done under duress. And we know it's all types of distractions, all types of shadows of deception, multiple forms of fulfillment decoys are all along the path. They decorate the path that goes straight to hell. They decorate the path with shadows of deception. But we are clever now. We've been put on to the tricks that goes on in this world. And we can unlock the mystery behind the shadows of deception and expose this goddamn devil in the midst of his iniquity and check him. We can checkmate him like the dead dry bones in the valley of the dead dry bones of Ezekiel. And we can raise, as we're doing, exceedingly a great
That's
army, huh? Ooh, to check the opposition in the midst of their iniquities. And we're dropping it like a sock. Everywhere we go from coast to coast, we don't brag nor boast. We just macking facts and tell it how it goddamn is, like a T.I. is, like it is, like it is, like it is. And that's right. This
correct.
Is what we do. And we're on our job. Feel me, Brother Falcon. We're right there with
yes.
you, Black Power Radio. So we want you to tell the Grandmaster, Jay, that we're a whole network of supportive comrades are out here, as well as we got a few naysayers, and they're only a handful. It's like a handful of shoe salesmen and a handful of used car salesmen. Got a handful of naysayers. And we're going to bypass them like they wasn't even on the freeway. We're going to bypass them. So, Brother, if you have any closing remarks or information, Brother Falcon, you can give it. And you're coming out of Indiana, is that right? And
yes,
you're dropping
sir.
It.
I'm out of Indiana.
You're dropping
yeah.
it like it's hot. And we love you here at Black Power Radio. We love your leading teacher, which is our leading teaching guide as well. Grandmaster, I don't see a ministry out here that can match him. Y'all go and brag and boast on what you think you know. But he is dropping, facking, and macking on what he knows. And when he drops it, it is the undisputable truth. And that's what the opposition is trying to say, the undisputable truth that's coming from Grandmaster Jay. And that's I needed to get that out, but I wanted to go out to everybody, to every revolutionary that is counter and has said any negativity about Grandmaster Jay. I want you to know, tell him, Brother Imam said, that we have come to set the record straight. And if you still sputing venom out inside of your neck, then we have come to check you in the midst of your iniquity as well. Because we don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam and no naysayer about Grandmaster Jay. And we don't give a damn about him yesterday, today, or tomorrow. And we will check you, brother, because we have the truth, the power, and the goddamn military to block our call at this hour. And we call for black power. We call for black revolution. We demand black revolution, and we hold the goddamn line for the spirit of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad and the spirit of Grandmaster Jay, because he's dropping it correct. And your ass just can't keep up with the syllables that's coming from his mouth. That's what your problem. You can't match wits with Grandmaster Jay, so therefore you slip and slide with some old lie out your mouth and something you don't know, some old misinformation, and you quick to spread that. But when you say he made a championship move today, and you slow to tell that because you've been made by the goddamn white man and his wicked woman called the she-devil at this hour, and I say black power for all revolutionaries. And I'll leave the open mic again for Brother Falcon to cover and to close for us a few words from the No Fuck Around. Black power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black power again. If y'all can, like I said, if no one got the information again, it's justice. The number 4, GMJ. Justice. Number 4, GMJ.com. GMJ is a man of power. He's a man of word. He's a man of strength. He's a man of great teachings. And like I say, he taught me a lot. And if anybody want to know anything bad about it, I don't, you know, everybody says that they cuss too much. So the fuck what? Who don't cuss? But GMJ is a man. But I guarantee you, when he does cuss, it's for a reason.
That's what?
I guarantee it's for a reason. He ain't just talking just to be talking. He's going to tell you the truth. And if you don't like the truth, he's going to tell you it again. So that's one thing I respect about him. So he's a good man. Like I said, if you get time, look at the Morning Mental. Look at them, Facts Over Feelings. Brother, thank you again for having me.
Thank you again. And hey, we got mostly all of our moderators have mics open. And I forgot which one we're on. But we left a man out of the loop. Here he is, our National Minister of Defense is here. And he hasn't spoken tonight. So we'll leave the mic open for our beloved brother coming straight out of the West Side. Black Lightning. Black Power.
Black Power.
What's up with you?
Yes, sir. Salute all the real revolutionaries. Down here in Kansas City, outside of Kansas City, young man Ralph Yarl, 16-year-old, he was going to pick up his little brother and sister, and he was mixed up on which address, and he knocked on a few doors. And he knocked on this old white man's door, 84-year-old white man, who didn't hesitate to shoot him right in his head. And then while he's laying there, shot him again. And at first they didn't charge the old white man until protesters, came. And now they're going to charge the old white man. But how is it that he was able to shoot 16-year-old just knocking on his door in the first place and just be let go? There you go. Black to the black laws and the white laws. It applies to them. It applies to us. Let's put it like that. We can't use it against them, but they damn sure is going to use it against us, you know? So I'm just saying his name was Ralph Yarl, 16 years old. And I see this old racist redneck that was trying to kill him, you know. So we got to keep our head on the swivel, so to speak, you know. And keep your instincts. Yeah, keep your head on the swivel. Keep your instincts. And just like I was thinking about when Christ was being persecuted. And he was locked up, and Pilate, his wife, goes to him and say, "Hey, I had a premonition. Wash your hands of this one, you know." And he had to wash his hands of that, you know, because his wife told him, "Look, that ain't the way it's supposed to go down." So we should, us men, we should listen to our other half. When we have and our sisters, you know, so keep up the good work. Everybody's doing a wonderful job, and salute NFAC. Link up with us because you know it's just gonna make it stronger and stronger and stronger. And Black Power salute. Black Power salute. To all the comrades just hold it down. Let's just keep holding it down. You know, it's going to be like a biorhythm. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. You know, but when it all comes to a head, whew, goodness gracious, Black Power. Yeah. Oh, I want to leave out $77 Bakers. But we still got comrades out there on the road. And blessings and a prayer shout out for our brother, because as soon as our brother tomorrow, as soon as they get finished tomorrow, then we can get straight into that police's ass, because the police gonna try to brutalize our brother. So now it's once that's done, get straight into their asses.
I think that whole town gonna be broke by the time we finish kicking their ass. Sometimes you gotta kick their ass like the white man. I say get dead in their pocket, you know, deep in their pockets. Right. Let's get deep in their pockets, you know, black power. Oh, speaking of deep in the pockets, reach deep in your pockets, y'all, and go to Cash App. Go to Cash App and go to hit the $77Bakers. And that's $77Bakers for the comrades that are still on the road. $77Bakers for the comrades that's hitting the road. $77Bakers. But when we need this van, y'all, $2,000. We need $2,000. Come on now. I know somebody got the $2,000 because we got the van and we got to just get it fixed. So I'm sure somebody got that $2,000 to put in the $77Bakers. Or at least let's 10 people come up with $100, you know? Or let's say 20 people come up with $50, you know? Yeah. Come on, we can do this. We can do this. All right, that's $77Bakers. Hashtag, we can do this. Black power. National Minister of Defense and your revolutionary voice of the people, always. Black power.
Black power, black power. Our brother and comrade, Black Lightning, out in the west side and rocking like it's supposed to be rocked. We just got so much love here at the Black Power Radio that the cup runneth over. And I guess all mics are open, and anybody that haven't had a chance to drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, it's your hour to drop it like it's hot. So I think we ricocheted all the mic. Go ahead and drop it, and y'all can do a rounds robin and pass that mic, Black Power.
Oh, well, this is your Buck of San Corey, you know, coming to you all from Las Vegas, Nevada tonight. Definitely get with us tomorrow night on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, 6 p.m. in the Pacific, 9 p.m. in the East. And what it is that our current state of affairs of 2023 is the subject matter there, Imam. Yeah, I just pulled it up. And so I'm going to turn it in. Had a long day. And definitely look forward to hearing from you all tomorrow night, 6 p.m. here in the West and 9 p.m. in the East. And call us at 516-418-5996. And we are still waiting on you Biden supporters. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. For the numerically pure at heart, please drop that number one more time for those that – I saw that dude dragging with that pen.
Yes, sir.
He needs to get the last three numbers. And drop it like a top of that number
sir.
One more time, big brother.
Yes,
one
sir. 516-418-5996. And we'll be discussing our current state of affairs here in 2023 is the title, Imam. Yeah, I just pulled it up, you know. And so they shadow banning us. So what we're doing is we're sharing the short link as well, too. So I'm going to hit you with it, you know, before the night is out, Imam. And please share it, you know, to everybody on the crew and beyond. You know what I'm saying? And the coin of phrase, drop it like it's hot. Yes, sir. And looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow night.
Black power.
Yes, sir.
Black power. Right.
Yes,
always. Black power.
Yes, always.
Black power.
Always. Always.
Man, our point guard.
It's your boy
always.
Black power. Black power. To come on there. And I'm
always, always.
But I need black now.
Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir. Okay, and I'm yielding for the night. I'm tired. You know, I had this vehicle worked on. Had to get out here and get on this grind. You know what I mean? Okay, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow night. Thank you so very, very much for having me here on Black Power Radio.
Power to the people.
Black power.
Always. 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 All power to the people. And Black Power always. 365, 24/7, 52 weeks of the year. All right, y'all. Y'all have a nice night.
Black power.
Black
power.
Always.
Black power.
Always. Always. All right, see y'all tomorrow night. Yes, sir, always, Black
yes,
Power.
Sir.
Black
Be
Power,
there.
Always. All right, I'm out. Okay.
You got some double R up top. I know double R is still in there. Go ahead and drop it, double R.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, much love to homie, y'all. He's right in Vegas. He's like 3.5 hours from us, 4 hours from us. You know what I'm saying? So much love. So, yeah, yo, we just got to get together. You know what I'm saying? All of us. You know what I mean? That's who he's speaking. That's who he's speaking. I yield black.
Black power, black power, black power. As we rock and roll in the middle of the rumble throughout the jungle, we've got Dr. Critical Truth Bay is still there with us. And you can rock that mic. Anything that's been left out, unsaid, unread, you can drop it like it's hot. She might be busy like a bumblebee. And we can pick up Black Lightning. I don't know if he's got some unread or unsaid. With the Black
Power.
Oh, man.
Black
Power. Go ahead, Black Power.
Talking with a muted mic. Black Power. So I want us to join us next week as we have a special presentation, a topic at hand, the allies within. It is very important as a revolutionary to recognize allies when need be. And so we'll discuss the notion of what exactly is an ally, how to recognize an ally, and how to partner and utilize allies for the greater purpose of Black empowerment. So join us next week, April 19th, 18th. Yeah, so we'll have... I'm sorry, April 24th, April 23rd and the 24th, coming up on Black Power Radio. So definitely tune in as we continue to disseminate very important information. I want to reiterate the need for us to really be proactive and to know the terms, as we have mentioned the last month, Article 5, the right to self-determination, particularly on the two top terms that I want you to recognize, and by the end of this year that we should have exactly what they mean, because we would have been doing it and expediting the right to self-determination. If you have not signed up as a human rights policy officer as of yet, log on to humanrightspolicy.us. That's humanrightspolicy.us. 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 This is a very important step to make as you recognize yourselves as national, as self-governing bodies. We are not citizens of entities, and the more that we think and do as a national revolutionary, then we'll be able to see the end of the rainbow a lot sooner. So continue to stay with us as we band together and build unity. It's not for everyone, this mission, but it definitely is for those who have boots on the ground and have no fear. Our young people are waiting for a sense of direction, and so this is what we're building to make sure that happens. For our future and our children's children. So we'd like to thank for those who came on the line as well, and our special guests, especially concerning the update on Grandmaster Jay. Everyone goes through a certain trial and tribulation, and when you are fighting for the people, not everybody may not be on the same page or even have the story correct. But we must remember that if you are on Facebook or online, it is not the same as being boots on the ground out in these fields. So we better watch what we say before we continue to slander those who really are out there trying to fight for the liberation of our people. This is something that is coming to a close. And so tomorrow here in Los Angeles, we'll be working on a accountability. A lot of Black families that have not received housing or face housing discrimination. We're going to set the tone for the County Board of Supervisors on April 18th, tomorrow. So we'll give you an update next Sunday on how that goes. But save the date as well, May 1st, 2023, will be our May Day. our May Day. So some may call it Emancipation Day. Some may call it Freedom Day. Some may call it Laborers Day. However you want to call it, May Day is a day to self-proclaim our own governance. So we request that all those who are listening, all those who are activists in their own right, in their own city, that you post up on that day at 1 p.m. nationwide in front of your city council or county board of supervisors to express the need for land. So you should have some signs, you can have a table, but the main talking point is to self-govern. And how does that look in your city? You know best. So we want that unified body nationwide for us to do this point of action. So that'll be Monday, May 1st at 1 p.m., and we'll give you more information next week as well. Last but not least, Reparations Task Force hearings are coming to a close. May 6th will be the second to the last in Oakland. So we're asking for our Oakland troops to be there in person and to really show up and show out. And we also don't want to leave out our continued prayers for victory for Lavelle Lane on the Lane Reese family as they continue to lead the charge for rights to justice for our loved ones who can no longer speak for themselves. And so, again, we are very proud of the family today having a press conference to solidify and to correct the misinformation that Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wrongright and the whole gamut has done for the people of Spartanburg. So we do encourage the families of South Carolina to step forth. There will be protection. There will be an opportunity for you to stand and fight for your rights. There's no fear at this point. We must not continue to operate in fear. This is not an opportunity. This is not a place and time for us to go backwards. Right now, we must go forward to really have a difference for our future. And so with that being said, I want you to remember to love one another, to show love and respect, and to always stay spiritually grounded. If you pray to the Most High, know that that is your first line of defense, is to be covered in the protection of our Creator and to continue to respect your brothers and sisters, uplift them, encourage them. And that is how we will win this battle of righteousness. And with that being said, peace, love, and respect to all. Power to the people.
Right, power. Power to the people.
One of the laws you say about that case of Ralph Yarl, the 16-year-old that was shot, he is surviving so far. Hopefully he'll pull on through. So that's a good news. So just want to let everybody know that. But hopefully this old 84-year-old, he will face it. You know, he's stuck in time of white supremacists burning crosses. So he get a rude awakening. Hopefully they don't let his crack ass off the hook. Black power.
And that's black power, black power.
Black power.
Protect black power. All the great updates and all the information has come across the air tonight. And we've been sufficiently educated and updated as necessary here at Black Power Radio. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet. And if you came in tonight on your smartphone, dumb phone, Android or Paranoid, and you came in from your slip top, your drop top, your laptop or your desktop, we are right here at Black Power Radio. And all of you that could have went to soccer mom practice, you came to Black Power Radio. All of those Tiger Woods fans that went, potentially could have gone to the golf tournament in Augusta to get a green jacket tonight. You passed up your green jacket to be here at Black Power Radio. All those who are seeking to go to the tennis tournament You could have went with Serena and Venus. Well, you went on and passed up a good tennis match for Black Power Radio. And we applaud you and we love you for your sacrifice in being with us, because there are many places you could have gone, but you came here to Black Power Radio, and we're so damn glad that you did. And we just overrunning. Our cup runneth over with love and joy. The master says that the love is the greatest gift you could possibly give. And we say that the Black Panther love is the greatest love of all. And you know that all that we said, all that could have would be said, huh? We know our great brother, the Honorable Marvin Gaye, said it best, and we can't say it no better. And we say Black Power. Continue with Marvin for Black Power.
Black
we want
Power.
You to know. Next week, we are bringing Dallas Chapter back alive. The son of the Honorable Hashim Nzinga will be on board. He's revitalizing Dallas Chapter. He's living in Dallas. We're going to bring Black to Dallas Chapter with brother. We're going to give all the updates to our officials and get Dallas Chapter and connect with the No Fuck Around. We're rolling everywhere you can go. And damn near everywhere you look, you're going to see a Panther coming around the corner. We're going to be spreading them around, just like popping up like churches, like mosques. It's all, so many mosques in the block, so many masjids down the way. We're going to see so many Black Panthers over this way. Then you're going to see another Panther flooding from the other way. Some more Panthers come on the flank, the blank, the right, the left, from behind, and right in front of your face, you'll see the Panthers everywhere you look and damn near everywhere you go. I just thank you so much for being here tonight on the Black Power Radio Show. And as we continue with Father Marvin, you know he was a friend of mine. I still can hear him say, louder and louder, just talk to me so you can see.
You can see
what's going on the night shift. Ah, oh, my, my, my. Marvin. Oh, my, my, my. We so damn happy. Our cup running over with love and joy. And it's on the night shift. That's the only way you can get it. And that 3-11 is a bad monster. Mother, shut your mouth. Mama, mama, mama.
Don't go and say things about my father.
Is we give
Lighter. Someday things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
one we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips can change, whips can change. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just complain. Started didn't fight, just to shift the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, crips and thugs. Body kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Thank you.
not be controlled by the old slave master, and it's convert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are pan-Africanists. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folks people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We study been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house. And our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son. And after that, he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man to build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man to build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man to build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community. And when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are to constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said their job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did along give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take backdoor, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Fighting with the devil's dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my hand like cell blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you starve a lion. Before the battle, all is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumble all the walls in Zion. Bless your shirt, barrel spinning like the laundry drying. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I taught him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by warp speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that pot is a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shelling ACID, so I sold them lysergic dithalamine. I decide with cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body, you're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I talked the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. God. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
burned us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Mercy.